I'm a Dalit, I'm an Aleph by the Mishnah.
Raid Omar Rabbi Elezer, Oimed Odom Al Hamukze, Erev Shabbos Beshvies, Boimer Mikan Ani Oichel Omocho, Achachomim Oimrem, Ad Sheyirshain Vyoimer Mikan Vaad Kan. Let us see Rashi Pshat in the Mishnah. Now we see that this is a continuation of Divrei Rabbi Elezer in the previous Mishnah. Mishum betona achas lekula gabi mukte. Rabbi Elezer had said one kula legabi mukte. We have heard that that's noitel of them kisa mishalaponov lachris boishinov. So that's a kula, we don't say stameitzim rasoke naimdim. And also we had a kula of megavav in the chotza, madluk megavav in the chotza. So we had two kulas of Rabbi Elezer by mukze. Oidam Rabbi Elezer, so mishim detona achas la kula gabi mukze. Vahoda omar achit, and then he said another kula. Kom avoy, another kula. Bekoshali begavo. Rashi asks, this va'oid is shver. Ba'afseku rabbonon b'mili tuve. Rabbonon wa mafsek b'mili tuve. That means, in this Indian, the rabbonon wa mafsek. They started speaking about other things, like not mitzin oyer, lemin eitzim, lemin avonim, lemelab nesarotim. We have other things. V'hanoch, the mahadai, v'haino milsachite, the lav milsai. Now, the thing that they were speaking about is something else. Amai loy asvinu be'erevin. So why didn't the Gemara ask an erevin? Gabi v'oid Rabbi Yehuda ben Bove. The oisvei, there is a problem also. Rabbi Yehuda ben Bove said, oid v'oisvei me Rabbi Elezer de Sukkah. The Gemara asked from Rabbi Elezer de Sukkah, you see that what? That you say va'oid, even though there was a hafsik, v'shaninem le'hafsiku ela b'milsei. So the Gemara explains in Sukkah that there was only a hafsik b'milsei, that the Chachomim were speaking about, that what Rabbi Elezer was speaking about. So Memela says, you can say va'oid, I mean, this was that's not called a hafsik. We're still in the middle of Divrei Rabbi Elezer. You can say va'oid, Amar Rabbi Elezer. Ve'ilu me'isvine me'ho. But if you were to bring a raya from Osim, Esechtes Beye, they have a Lelishnuye Hochis, you don't have this teretz. From these two Mishnayis, you see, it is possible to say Va'oid, even though in the middle there was a true hepsik. So why didn't the Gemara and Erevin bring down our Mishnah? Va'oimer ani, Shagirsas a Mishneh Shaloi Kesed. So because of this Kashe, Rashi makes a Mapecha that the Girsas a Mishneh is Shaloi Kesed. That means this Va'oid Omar Rabbi Elezer should be before the halachas of the Mishneh later that speak about a Mitzin, a Sa'ul, I mean a Eitzim. That's after Va'oid Omar Rabbi Elezer. Then later it says a Mitzin, a Sa'ul, I mean a Eitzim. I made Odom al Hamukze Hatzorich Hazmon. So we're speaking about a mokim. A mukze is a mokim that people put away things with, do not have intentions they should be used at the present time. So we'll see there were gregeris at smukim in this mukze that were put away to dry up. Hatzorich Hazmon, it needed Hazmon. And it was such articles, such greigers of tzmukim, that Hazmona would help. We learned in Daf Chavovim at Beis that Hazmona only helps on something that is roi for other people. It's not roi for others. I'm a mele, so he's megala das that he intends to use it. I've just passed Hazmona. It's great, the greigeres of tzmukim. Others won't eat it, won't touch it. It's not nigma yet. Others will eat it. So memela, so if it wouldn't be edible, so then hazmona wouldn't help. He's mazmanetzim vabonim. And speaking about others do eat it in these mazmanet. So we're speaking about Gregus of Tzmukim, which were Chozi, Achzi, Voloi, Achzi, and he's mazman, and he says, and in his mazman, that Erev Shabbos. It's Erev Shabbos b'shviz. Not a psaposhet Erev Shabbos, it's b'shnas ha-shviz. Va'oimer mikan eni oichel lemocher. And he says, his hazmona is that I'm going to eat from these gregers of tzmukim tomorrow. Well, now how does shviz come in? Erev Shabbos b'shviz. So Rashi says, the mile of shviz is she'ein maiser noyeg bo. There's no maisres in shviz. Ve'ein mechusa ela hazmona. So the whole problem by these peiris were that it was not oimid la'achila, it's arzi v'le'arzi. So memele, so if that is the only problem, so this problem can be solved by Erev Shabbos saying, mikan ani oichel, I'm going to eat from these peiris. Now mikan ani oichel is also, he's not saying something specific, he's just saying that he's going to eat from these peiris. Which ones will he eat from the peiris? That he's not specifying. So the ones he'll take tomorrow, so he's mazmin today. He says, whatever I'll take tomorrow, mikan, whatever I take from here, that's what I'm being meichen. In which that is, I'll be nizbar tomorrow, and he hold yesh preire. V'hu adin b'meusa u'bishar shnei shavua. And also, the same aloche is prevalent. Let's say if a person had mu'usa dike gregeris at smukim, and he'll say that the mikanani loito lemocha, he'll also be good. Ella, so you don't have to speak about it, speaking about an Erev Shabbos of a year that there's no trumas ha'maisris. So you could say speaking about a normal year, but there's no problem of trumas ha'maisris because he took off trumas ha'maisris already. Ela ulche de milse nokat, de stam mukze lav meuseru. Because normally, mukze, something that's before gemar meloche, no one takes off meiser. The gregers of tzmukim ain't stam mukze. That's the stam mukze of gregers of tzmukim. Ve ein regilim la'aser koidem gemar meloche. You're not mafrish meiser before gemar meloche. Rishash brings that you're not allowed to be mafrish meiser koidem gemar meloche. Al koponim, so to make an akimta that's speaking about a normal year and it was ma'usa, that's not a practical akimta because Gregus Tzmukim who takes off ma'isa before Gemar Melochet. So memele, so this halochet, which tells us that with hazmona alone he can eat it on Shabbos. So this aloche is only shayich if it's shnas ha-shviyis, so memele, so there's no chiyiv, there's no tevel, there's no maisos. V'oime mikana ni noito lemocha, v'sagi bohochi, v'yesh breire, because we hold yesh breire. Ad she yirshem, that's what Rabbi Lezer holds, the chomim say, ad she yirshem v'yoyma mikan v'ad kan. Ad she yirshem b'simin, the ein breire, because we hold ein breire. So memele, so therefore he has to be say exactly which peiris he intends to take for Shabbos. That's called the hazmona. Let us see Tosfos. Va'oid Amar Rabbi Elazar oimed Adam peiris Rashi mishum dekama Rabbi Elazar. Chode le'el gabinoitel odem kisem, kamahoche va'oid achiti l'kula. V'hikshe rashi o ifsiku b'mili tuve, v'imetzina u, v'hayne b'milz achiti. Lo'i airi bo rabbi leze v'rabonen. They weren't speaking about this. So this is mamish a new subject. V'imke lo shayach b'lameim v'oid, v'hochi mucher b'eirivim. Okay, nira le perish Rashi da girse me mishne meshebeshesi that the girse is a vergreist girse besvorim. Baho de omer abeleza oimid yeshli yes koyde mahid de ein metzin. That's Rashi. That's a Rashi for emfer de kashi. Rashi made a greis. Because the imkain gam seder agemora eineke mishpat. So Taisu says the problem is not only the Mishnah. So it comes out the whole Gemara should have been the Seder of the Gemara should have been this sugya belongs before the next sugya of Eimetzin, not allowed to be Meila Danoya. Often that's how that sugya should have come later. But when the time Oimer, the Heiche da Havu Tovayu Lekula, that means if both members of the Tana Lekula, Shapir Koma Voit. So then it's very good, Voit. Even though there was a hefsik of speaking about other things. If the two members were not the same type of a memre, one was a chumer, one was a kule, and then there's a hefsik, then surpass the zogin va'oit. We have to understand what is the chilek. If both are lekule, then it doesn't matter. If both are lechumre, if one is lekule and one is lechumre, then it does matter. Tuvi Hamer wanted to say that the va'oit, you can translate in two ways. If we're speaking about two kulas, so pshat is, so the va'oid is a hisofe, an addition. That means as follows. Abeleza said, one kule, lagabi mukze. Va'oid, another, he's moisef, he said another kule, lagabi mukze. He said, by mukze, he said, yesh breire. So it's a hisofe. So then it doesn't matter, even though in the middle we're speaking about other things, but with lagabi Abeleza, this is, we're moisef, another kule. If he says once a kula, once a chumre, it's not called an addition. He said this plus this. I mean, this is two different. This is a chumre, this is a kula. Then the va'oid is a continuation. He said this, and he said this. So it's amshachas hadibo. That means he said this and this. This is a kula. This is a chumre. If it's a continuation, the va'oid is coming to, so then you need a continuity. You have to, as he said this, and he said this. In the middle, we went off on a tangent, went off on a different subject, so then you can't start continuing what Rabbi Lezer had said, the members of Rabbi Lezer, since there was a hefsik in between. Now, the Rabbi Netam says, Lamaisa, why were they mafsik? It's fault modne. Lafisha reitza lashani smili du'u gabi adodi, because all these are hilchis eish, here you megaviv l'tzerich adlok, and here you have to make that lok, and well, that's why these halachas were put together, and then we continue with the kulis of Rabbi Lezer. Ba'oimer mikan ani noitel lemoch. Makshebi Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi asks Akasha, Mechalfe shitzayu de Beishamai. Yerushalmi asks that is a stir in Beishamai. La'el koma la'yitel elim keinene. Bochi koma de bamire ba'al mesagi. De rabbelezer shamutihu. So Yishalmi asks Astira. Rabbi Lezer is from Talmidei Beis Shammai, so Beis Shammai should have been consistent. Now, we had on Daf Yud Amud Aleph, we had over there that you have, if a person had Geizlois in a Shaivach, and he wants to, he doesn't intend to use all the Geizlois for Yontif, so he has to be Mavare Erev Yontev, he has to be Meichen Erev Yontev, which Geizlus he intends to use. So Beis Shammai said, that your way of Birul, of what you're being Meichen, you have to do a Maisa. You have to take the Geizlus you intend, you have to shake them, you have to do a physical action with them, then they become Mucha. And Beis Hillel says, Oymed Lamato, he doesn't have to physically shake them. It's Oymed Lamato, he stands on the bottom, and he points out, Zeh v'zeh ani noit, I'll take this one and this one. So Taisus brings down that the Yerushalmi asks Akasha, so it's a stirit. So here Rabbi Lezer, who is a Talmud of Beis Shammai, here Amira helps. And there you need a Pa'ula. So let us see the gils of the goyim. It seems Taisvis, the gils of Taisvis would seem that Taisvis is answering the kash, and in reality, this is the Yerushalmi's teretz. That's what the goyim makes their agrais. So let us see the goyim sagro with the ois aleph. Umishani, so the Yerushalmi answers, the mukze de balechai odif, b'machmarinon tvei. Now, dachsich mir, even though the Rishash doesn't seem to learn like that, but dachsich mir lechayre pshat in the Yerushalmi's teretz is, that on daf yudam et aleph, we had the gemara said pshat in Beis Shammai, that we are speaking about the Brecha Rishayna. The Geizlois have every month a Brecha, they give birth to a Brecha, and they remain in the Shoiva because they're very attached to the Brecha Rishayna. There's a large possibility, if you'll shech the Brecha Rishayna, that you're gonna be machiv the Shoiva, so the parents are gonna go away and the whole thing will become chol. And the Mishnah is speaking about the Brecha Rishayna, and he's saying, it seems he's mustering up courage, and he's saying that I'm going to take from the Brecha Rishayna, I'm going to Shech tomorrow, taking into consideration that this might be the end of the Shevach, will be a Chulban HaShevach. So Beis Shammai says, so an Amira Ba'alme does not necessarily mean a Gemiris Das, that he's really going to shecht it. So, sefelten achon, it's not a true achon, it could be tomorrow, he's gonna start taking it, and he'll start thinking, what am I doing? Who am I? I'm only doing damage to myself, so I'll put it back, so I'll come out that there never was a achon, it was a achon of betois. So I'll come out, he was metalful mukze. So therefore, Beis Shammai said, that, it's only considered a achon, a gmiris das, if Erev Yontev, he mustered enough courage, he took the geizels in his hand, he was mamashmish in them, and then he said, this pisgam, I'm gonna shecht you tomorrow, so then take gemiras das on what he's saying, and that's called the true hazmon. L'chayah, that's pshat the balechayim odif, that means, this case of balechayim, that means here you need a stronger biru that he really intends to accomplish what he's saying. So therefore, there you need ninuah. Machmerin on tvei. Therefore, Beis Shammai was machmer. Mashenkin over here was speaking about groigres et smukim, and the way Rashi said, we're speaking about groigres et smukim, which are great di groigres et smukim, achzi v'lo yachzi. So he says, Erev Yontev, I'm gonna eat this. He sees them in front of him. He sees what condition they are. They're not completely dry. They're edible for some people. And he says, I'm gonna eat it. So finished. He has to pick it up. It's not a lulav. You don't have to be menaneh. It's garnished. He said he's gonna eat it. He'll eat it. So their amira is sufficient. So memela, we took care of Beis Shammai. So it's not Stephen Beis Shammai. Umakshef rekte Yerushalmi, the Mechalfi Shitzayu de Beis Hillel. Abba Beis Hillel also says himself. The Leel Komri Ba'imer Zev Zani Noita Lemocha Sagi. There they said that, you specify which ones you're going to take. That's sufficient. Vachikoma, the boy Sheyirshaim. Here it says something else. It's not sufficient that you'll say, at Sheyirshaim V'yom, you have to make a simen. You have to go and put a simen on the ones you intend to take. Umishani, the Shani Hoche, the Akze B'yodayim. So Shalmiyin says, here, this is a bigger mukta. Here was a Dichi B'yodayim. So here, Beis Hillel holds that in order to make something that was dochi biyadayim muchon, it's not sufficient that one, it was a haktzor biyadayim, he put it away biyadayim, so mele, you need, it seems, a pula biyadayim to show that he's making it now. I mean, since in Yesod, it's not muchon mitzad atzmoy, because it's achzi v'lei achzi, so you need a pula biyadayim to make a simen, to show that to make it muchon. Yeah. Let us see the Gemara. Tanan Hosam, we learned a Mishneh Maisris, Tinoikes Shetomnu Ta'enim Me'erev Shabbos. Tinoikes were taimen ta'inim erev Shabbos. They put it away, they hid it erev Shabbos. The purpose of the hiding was because they intended to eat it in Shabbos. V'shokhu v'loy osru, and they were not mafrish ma'isres. L'meitzoi Shabbos l'yoichlu elo imkein isru. So Meitzoi Shabbos, they're not permitted to eat these ta'inim unless they'll be mafrish ma'isres. Let us see Rashi. Tenayke shetomnu ta'inim besode oy begine l'achila Shabbos. They put it away, they're going to eat at Shabbos. V'shokhu v'loy osu l'yoichlu. What is the chiddush? Va'af al gav de kaimalon in atevu mischayev b'maisa l'oichle yachila saroi ad sheyero apnei abayis oi apnei achot. Now here we're speaking after Gemar Meloche. These ta'inim are oimet to be eaten the way they are, but that is not sufficient. The chiyev tevel is only after riyas pnei abayis ad sheyero apnei abayis apnei achot b'bo metziya basecha sapoy alam. Achilas Shabbos Chashuve. Achilas Shabbos is Chashuv. Va'arai shelo arei hu kvar. An arai of Achilas Shabbos is equivalent to an Achilas kvar. V'rei hutmenu la'achilas Shabbos. V'hukvu. So became hukvu. So afilu meitzoi Shabbos, one is not permitted to eat it. Now, let us just try a little to understand pshat in this halacha. Be'etzem, there are two distinct halachas. There's one halacha that, for example, before riyas p'nei abayis, it's not tevel, min ha-teire, and one is permitted to eat an achilas arai. It's permitted to eat an achilas arai. If he eats an achilas kva, it's also. An achilas kva is also. After Gemar Meloche, before Gemar Meloche, achilas kva is also. Achilas arei is mutal till riyas pnei abayis. Now we'll have later, if a person eats something in Shabbos, without any hachone, so the etzem achila b'Shabbos is choshev achila. So arai ditu kikva choshev. The arai of achila Shabbos, that means the same achila, if it would have been during the week, would have been considered an achilas arai. But achila b'Shabbos, v'karosa l'Shabbos oinik, it's the Torah was machshev di achila. So this achila is nechshav ka achilas kva. That's one halacha. Therefore, according to this halacha, so if I go and I'll eat peiris, without any preparations and hazmonas from before, I'll eat peiris in Shabbos, it's considered I made an achilas kva, so even though it's before Gmar Meloche, before Riyas Pnei Abayis, afal pikein, it is, I made an achilas kva is also to eat. But here we're speaking about another halacha. Here we're speaking about halacha, I didn't eat it in Shabbos. I was miyachedit for Achila Shabbos. Lamaise, he didn't eat it Shabbos. He ate it Meitzoi Shabbos. Now, Meitzoi Shabbos already, there's no Achilas, I'm eating an Achilas Arai. I'm eating an Achilas Arai. So here, Lechayre, it's saying another halacha. It's saying halacha that if someone is miyached food for an Achila Shabbos, which are gavaldeke cheshivis, this is, it's payment, is miyachadit for achila Shabbos. So this is equivalent to riyas pnei abayis. That means, the Bichas Avrom brings down all these tanoim, riyas pnei abayis is also like a gemal meloche. That means, in the processing of food, there's different stages. There's, you have to physically process it, you have to make it should be royal achila, and then you bring it into the bayis. So the gemar of everything is achen kechleis akela was processed and brought into the house. Then let's call the gemar. Now there's a chiyum in atayre to give bimafrish trumas and maisres. So if he was miyachedit l'achila Shabbos, which is, this is perhaps, this is achila cheshuve, so this is equivalent to riyas pnei abayis, that the yichud alone is equivalent to riyas pnei abayis. And therefore, so now the shame tevel is chal. This is equivalent, so there are two dinim. One din there is that if I eat something in Shabbos without a yichud, so that's called an achilas kva. And then there's another din that if I was miyachedit for an achilas Shabbos, so that's machshiv the machol, and it's equivalent to ilu, there was gmar malocha imri yas pnei abayis. So Mamela, now the din tevel was nikva. So therefore it says, afilu they eat it, maitzoi Shabbos, they have to be mafresh before they want to eat it. It was hutman l'tzorech achila Shabbos v'hukvu. So now it became hukva, and that means that the din tevel was chal in it already, and you have to be mafresh maisus. V'hai din noka tinoikis. So why does it mention tinoikis? Rebusi, dashmina diyesh lemachshova aydei maisa hamechiyach, tamina bakel shechta. Telling us a chiddush that since lemaise, the din tevel that is chal on the ta'inim originates from the yichud, and this is a yichud of ktanim. So it's telling us that ktanim could make a yichud if machshavtom nikeres mitoich maiseim. And the Rash in Mishnayos brings down from the Yerushalmi that means that they were matmin it right before Shabbos. So they were matmen it right before Shabbos, so we see from their actions that they want to be miyachedit for Shabbos. That's what matmen before Shabbos. Agav Ulche, it says, Tachsim Rabbi Kivege, Mishnah, it brings down from the Yerushalmi, what is the din if they ate it up before Shabbos? So if they ate up before Shabbos, so then you don't be mafresh maisa. So Tachsim, the Lomdus is as follows. Because if they eat it up before Shabbos, so this achila is an akira of their yichud. They said they're putting it away for Suda Shabbos, and then they look too tempting, so they eat it up before Shabbos. So you see from their actions, it's not meyuchad l'achila Shabbos. But if they didn't eat it up Shabbos, that's no stira to their yichud. They're meyachad it for Shabbos. Maisa didn't eat it up Shabbos, but it was meyuchad already for l'achila Shabbos. They weren't oikir this yichud, so now mitzoy Shabbos already it remains tevel. Yeah, v'shaminon mino v'tainim davar shenigma malachtanu. Tainim is something that's nigma malachtan. Ela imkein choshev aleihem liktiyes or ligroigas, unless he decided that he's going to dry them up. So this is a davar shenigma malachta, v'shaminon mino. So we see from this Mishnah, b'davar shenigmero melachtoi, something that was nigma malachtoi, and you only need riyas pnei abayis to be goymer, to make the gemar, Shabbos koivas lemaisa beloi riyas pnei abayis. So a yichud l'achila Shabbos is equivalent to riyas pnei abayis. Ubedavar sheloi nigmaro malachti, but if you have something that's loi nigmaro malachti, loi shaminon ikova iloi kova. But from this Mishnah, we cannot know if something that's loi nigmaro malachti, if it is keveya also. That we can't know. Sagt die Gemara weiter. Es na nami. We learned another Mishnah. Hamavir teinim b'chatzeiroi. Lekatzois. A person brought, that's a rational, and said, Hamavir teinim b'chatzeiroi. A person spread out teinim in his chotzer with an intention of he wants to dry them up in the chotzer and he'll use them for ktzias. So what is the case? So it comes out, we have here arias pnei achotzer before gemar meloche, which does not mean anything. So Memele, so it's not Tevel yet, Minatayr. And the halacha is that if it's not Tevel Minatayr, Achilas Arei is permissible, is Bono for Bnei Beisoy Oichlen. Mehen Aroi, so the Lati did Aroi. Let us see Rashi. Usnan Hamavir Ta'inim Hashetayach Ta'inim Bachatzeiroi. Lekatzeis, Liyachshon, he wants to dry them up, Laseis Mehen Ktsiis. La'achar shenasu k'tziyas, after the big k'tziyas, there's some be'eagle. So, he wants to, so we, in other words, we're before the Gemar Malach. He doesn't have intentions of eating them in their present status. He wants to make them dried figs. Is bonov of nebeise oiflem hem ara yukturim mila'asa, so that poto to give ma'isa. Dein chotzer keivas berias ponim ele bedova shenigma malachta. The whole inyan of rias bnei abayis is dafke. If there was, if it came after gemar malacha, that's to say the gemar malacha plus rias bnei abayis. Mi boi leil rove. That's what we see the gemara. Shabbos mihave kechotzer oy adifa mine. Is boy mine rove me Rav Nachman. So now rove asked a shayla from Rav Nachman. Shabbos mahu shetikva mukze lemaisa. What if you have something that is loy nigmara melachta? It's loy nigmara melachta. So memele, so kin Shabbos, the davar shel nigma melachta, Rashi says that's an addition in the Gemara that's just explaining what mukze is. Mukze means davar shel nigma melachta. Mi amrin, do we say, kiven dersi bekarosa la Shabbos einik, kovo vafilu bedavar shel nigma melachta? Since the Torah was machshe b'achila Shabbos, so memele, even though the machol mitzadatzmoi is loy nigma melachta, we say that an Achila Shabbos will give it a din of a kava, even though the Achila Mitzad Atzmoy, that means like this Tartire Yusuf, that's an Achila in Yisod, is an Achila Saroy. He's eating it in Shabbos, but it's an Achila Saroy. And number two, the Machal also is not completely processed. It's before the Gemar Malach. Do we say that Shabbos is Bekoyach, But even though it's an achilas aroi and it's leinigma malachtoi to give it a din of achilas kva, and that's one shaila. And there's another shaila I also see in Rashi. And do we say, just like by nigmara malachtoi, we say that Shabbos, if you're miyachedit lachila Shabbos, so that's equivalent to already the gemar malacha bishleimis of a He is Pnei Abayis, and we say so we say that Shabbos is equivalent to Chotzer, and if after Gemar Meloche, it will make it Tevel. So do we say that by Loi Nigmara Melachtoi, so Shabbos is equivalent to Tuchalokim? It makes it Keilu Nigmara Melachtoi physically, and Keilu there was Rias Pnei Abayis. That means, is Shabbos Bekoyach, to give it a din of, if it was miyached, it for Shabbos, so this is equivalent, so like it reached the epitome of chshivas achila, achila Shabbos, is miyached for achila Shabbos. That means all these pa'ulas, the pa'ula of gemar melach, these are only physical tikkunim in the machel. It's nigma melachtoi, and also now it's oimet to be eaten, gies pnei abayis. These are only physical tikkunim which create a din tevel. But if a person is miyachidit for achila Shabbos, which that is the karosel or Shabbos oinik, so memela could be that yichud puts it in a matzav, even though it is missing all the physical tikkunim. It's before gemar meloche, and it's before gies pnei abayis, afal pikein, it has a chashivis of nigmara malachta legamri, and it'll get a shame tevel, it'll have a shame tevel on itself, and it'll be yasa to eat, and a filo on achila saroi. So there's a double shayla we'll see in Rashi. The shayla is that the Shabbos without a yichud will asa nechilas arai, and with a yichud le Shabbos will asa afilo after Shabbos. That it gets a shame tevel, it's kilo nigmar malachta legamri, and you'll have to be, in order, whenever you want to eat it, you have to be mafresh maisus. Oy dilma, maybe, we don't see such a big chiddush from the Mishnah. Bedavor shen nigmar malachta kove. The Mishnah only says, bedavor shen nigmar malachta kove. That means the Mishnah that the Seti Noikish Shetom Nutainim. So we're speaking about a Dovo Shloi Nigmaro Malachtoi. So there, so Shabbos is equivalent to Chotza. Bedovo Shloi Nigmaro Malachtoi. Loikov. That was the Shaila. Is Shabbos better than Chotza? And Shabbos, a Yichud L'Shabbos can give it a din. Nigmara malachtoi with Shabbos alone, or is the equivalent to Chotzer? Omalei, that was the shayla that Rove asked Rav Nachman. Omalei Shabbos kevas, bein bedavo she nigmara malachtoi, bein bedavo she loy nigmara malachtoi. Fakert, Shabbos is miyachedit for achile Shabbos, so memele, so it's kevas, it gets it in tevel. If he eats it on Shabbos, it's called an achilas kva, even though it's loy nigmar malach. Omalei, so he said, how do you know to go so far? The aimer, maybe let us say Shabbos dum yidachotza. Maybe Shabbos is dum yidachotza. Machotza eine kevas elo bedovo shenigmar malach. Av Shabbos loy tikva elo bedovo shenigmar malach. Maybe it's as good as chotza. It's not better than chotza. Omalei, so Rav Nachman told them, Limud Oruch Hu B'Yodeinu, we have a Mesoire, Shashabes Kaivas, Bein Bedovo Shenigmar Malach, Bein Bedovo Sheloi Nigmar Malach. Let us see Rashi. Mau Shetikva Mukze Lemaise. Mukze, what does mukze mean? Hainu loy nigmara malachta. It means something that wasn't nigmara malachta. Bedavosh loy nigmara malachta, lishni yaseiru. That's extra words. Vuperish shal mukze venichta besvorm. What was the shayla? Kiven de chsiv vikoroso la shabbos oinik. Kiven de ikri achilo di day oinik. The achilo of shabbos is called an oinik. Kovo. So there's a kviya she'ein bo, it's called oinig. She'ein bo oid shem aroi. It doesn't have a shem aroi. Elo shem kva. So it has a shem kva. So memele, so that was the shayla. So he answered him, Shabbos kevas. So he says both halachas. Im yichdole Shabbos, if it was miyachidit for to be eaten in Shabbos, so that's called, it's nigma malachti, it reads, it's shleimis, that's called, it's miyuchid for achila Shabbos. Is asura av, lamaitzoi Shabbos, it's kitzikilos nigma malachti legamri. Ve'im lo yichdol Shabbos, he wasn't miyachid le Shabbos, but he is b'Shabbos also lokel. So whoever will eat it on Shabbos, achila saroi, will be also, shaychilos loylam kvahi kiruya. Nechila b'Shabbos, that a yichud zich ezach shibes, aber nechila shkva, aber l'maitzoi Shabbos mutek et l'kamon. But then, if there was no yichud, there'll be mutal et b'itzoi Shabbos. So, as we mentioned, there are two dinim in this kviyas. There's one din that it is, if it is eaten b'Shabbos, it's chuld and nechila shkva. That means even though it did not become tevel, but the halacha is that before gmar malacha, nechila shkva is also awesome. And then there's another din if it was miyachidit lachila Shabbos, so that's called, it reached its kviyas, it reached its shleimis, it's ke'ilu, it was nigmara melachtoi, ve'hoyeriyas b'nei abayis. So that was what Rav Nachman answered Rav. Omar Mar Zutre Bereide Rav Nachman. So Mar Zutre Rav Nachmanson, as his father had said, that Shabbos is Keveya, I feel without Gmar Malach. So Mar Zutre Bereide Rav Nachman said, Afanan Nami Tanina. I have a raya to you. I have a raya from our Mishnah. And our Mishnah says, Va'oid Omar Rabbi Eliezer, Oimed Odom Halamukze Erev Shabbos, a person is Oimed Erev Shabbos on something that was not Mucham, something that wasn't Nigma Malachtoi, Bishviyis, and he's making it, he's allowed to eat it. So the Mishnah said that this Aloche will only work Bishviyis, time at the Shviyis, the Lav Baris Suriyu. So Davke Bishviyis, he's permitted to do it, Tachona will help. Tachona will permit him to eat it, because the only problem was only a problem of Mukte, Einem Mina Mucham. And this problem is solved by being making it by Oymed Erev Shabbos. Time of the Shviyis to La Barasuri, or Bishar Shnei Shabuim. But what if we'll have the same Achon during another year, during a regular year, with the Izachi of Maisam? So they won't be able to eat it. So why isn't he able to eat it? Why isn't he able to eat it if during the other years? La mishum de Shabbos kovo. So we see from here that Shabbos is kaveya. Aye, this is something that's lo nigmar melachta lemaisa. So we see Shabbos is kaveya. It seems you're not allowed to eat it Shabbos. Al kaponim seems that it's one din. That Shabbos is kevei b'davar shleinigmar malachte lemais. Let us see Rashi. Al hamukte ustome leinigmar malachte adate. Bistome it was a nigmar malachte. Now I don't understand this lashon of Rashi. That means Rashi seems to be asking a shaila now. You want to prove from our Mishnah that our Mishnah holds that a davar shalei nigmaro melachtoi lemaisa is also din Shabbos is kevei. Who says it's le nigmaro melachtoi? Rashi says it's stoma le, it says alamuk, it's stoma le nigmaro melachtoi. Mistoma, it wasn't nigmaro melachtoi adata. I don't understand this vague lotion. Rashi had explained in the Mishnah that the Mishnah is speaking about Gregor Sitzmukim the Achzi Veloy Achzi. That's a case where you need Hachone. It's a Bible we had before, and Daf Chavova Medbeis. What is the din if it became completely Nisyabish? It's completely Roy Lachila. Then you don't need Hachone. You don't have to make it. Actually, he wasn't aware of it. Allah has its Eis Mukze. That soul was till it become Nisyabish, till it become Gregor Sitzmukim. It became Gregor Sitzmukim, so there's no Hachzo anymore. So Al Kolchor, the Mishnah has to be speaking about if you need Achon, so it's not Roy Lachila yet. It's Avzi V'Lay Avzi. I mean, so why does that, so it's a Tzichel Enigma Malachta. It was like Enigma Malachta. If it's other people don't even need it in this form. So Tzichel Enigma Malachta. So I don't understand why Rashi says it's a vague lotion. Ustome Enigma Malachta Ad Ata. That's the Pshat in the Mishnah. Basically. Shviyis La Barisuihi. There's no chiyuv ma'isa b'shviyis nafkelon b'mechiltem v'ochlu evyoinei amecho v'yischom toichol chayis hasod. Machaya oichela shaloi b'me'usa af odom oichel shaloi b'me'usa. So, so we learn now that you don't do mafrish ma'isus and shviyis. But if it would be a different year, not Shviyas, he would not be permitted to eat it tomorrow. My time is Bishar Shnei Shvuah Loi. Ho Bishar Shnei Shviyas Loi Kova Lamaisa Bela Rias Pnei Abayis. Bishar Shnei Shviyas, you need Rias Pnei Abayis. Fafilo Bebayis Ein In Nikvel B'Knisosoi Derech Shorim. It has to enter with Derech Knisa, Kedamrina Basoich HaSapai Alem. And this that entered the chotzer, the mukze, loinigma, the loinigma malachta. Vamalel den chotzer kevas, ala benigma. Bais bachotzer shovik, and amrin and hosam basleich. Why did the Mishnah have to be speaking about Shnas HaShviyis that is no Chi of Maisa? Why am I not at Masnis and Shviyis? Le Maisa Shal Shonim, La Mishum Kviyis the Shabbos. So Al Kochoch, there is a Kviyis, Al Kochoch and the Shal Shonim, even though there was no Gmar Meloche, there is a Kviyis of Shabbos. So we see Klo from over here, that the Kviyas of Shabbos works and functions afilu before Gemar Meloch. So Mazutra bought a raya to his father from our mission. So the Gemara says, like, no, it's no raya. Could be Shabbos is not Kveya. I mean, we had a Shaila. I hope we had a Shaila. Could be before Gemar Meloche, Shabbos is not Kevei. Why is he not permitted to eat it if there's a Chiyav Meiser? If it's not Kevei, why isn't he permitted to eat it before Gemar Meloche? Shani Hosam, even the Omar, Mikan Ani Oichel Lemocho. Since he said, he was Miyachedet for Achila, he said, Mikan Ani Oichel Lemocho, so this statement that he was machshiv the achile of smukim agroigres for an achile, that means lechire it's not it's before gmar meloche, lechire it's not called achile, it's called achveis tima, you give up it's before gmar meloche, and he was machshiv it for an achile. He said makana ni oichel lemoche. So could be, it's the criteria here is not Shabbos. The criteria is Dibo. Since he was Machshivit for an Achille, he said Mekan and Yoichel Amocho. So that gives it a Teiris Gmar Meloche. So that Fakel, he says he's gonna eat it. People, it's the processing of food in order to make it a machel is gvar malacha posel yis bnei abayis. But if he said mikan ani oichel, I'm going to eat it tomorrow. So the ma'isa says he's machshiv the way it is that he has a teres achila by him. So could be the kviyas is not mikoyach Shabbos. The kviyas is mikoyach that he was machshiv it. That it has a teres achila. That's what Rashi says. Shani hosam diu achshevei b'diburoi shekoro achila. Let us see further in the Gemara. Ihochi, so the Gemara says, if that is the key over here, there was machshevet, he said shani oichel. Ihochi my iye Shabbos. So why is the Mishnah speak about Shabbos? Afilu b'chol nami. So the Gemara answers, "Hakamashmlon the tevel muchno etzol Shabbos shim ovar v'tiknoi mesukin." Let us see Rashi. Ihochi, the timei mishum diburehu. If the reason is out the dibur. That is what creates the kviyas. My irye Shabbos, my irye dashminen hach b'Shabbos. So why is the Mishnah speaking about Shabbos? He says the Mishnah is telling us the halacha. I mean that's klal. We have a diak from the Mishnah. The Mishnah is telling us one may eat it in a Shabbos of Shnas HaShviyis. One may not eat it in a Shabbos of Shayim Ha'Yisashon. Of Shashonim. So this diuk, you're telling me, why not? Not because of Shabbos, it's because Shar Shonim, since he was Machshevit B'diburai, so it has a teres kviyas, and whenever there's a din maisra, you're not allowed to eat it. Is my irya dashminen hach b'Shabbos? So why was this Mishnah, which is telling us, two halachas, telling us hilchis hachonim, it's also telling us hilchis maisras. So the Hilchis Maisre Sheboy Lishminim Bachoil. He says, if the Mishnah is telling us that these Machshevet B'diburah, it gets a kviyas that it's also la'ochloi without a precious ma'isa, so this Mishnah could have been written b'chol, u'b'seidus roim, and seidus roim, it tells us that a dibur is sufficient to be mechayev a precious ma'isa. Now, our Mishnah is speaking about another Nekuda. Our Mishnah is speaking about also the Oifen of Achone. Is Vahoche Liflugu Bachone the Geisle? She also speak about Gregris at Smuchim. In Hilchis Achone, you can speak about Geises. Gediflugu Beishame Bissilu Bebreire. So why was it necessary that our Mishnah should speak about Shabbos, Lugabi, the If our Mishnah is speaking about Groigris and Shabbos, so the din Mukta Shaboy don't speak about Groigris, speak about Geislas. Als the din Maisa Shaboy, you also don't have to speak about Shabbos. So Mameles, you want to tell me Hilchas Shabbos, speak about Geislas. You want to tell me Hilchas Maisas, so don't speak about Shabbos. So the Gemara answers, Oka Mashmalon de Tevel Muchanu. Lahochi Nokat Gabi Shabbos, Lashminan Milsa Achite Agav Uche. That the Mishnah wants to tell us, Agav Uche, you're 100% right. These two aloches, that means the aloche of Achone could have been said by Geislas. The aloche of Maisres could have been said in Seydes Roim without mentioning Shabbos. But he wants to tell you a third aloch. Mashmina milsa achita agavuch, the itzach laflugi bechone. Since he wants to tell us a machloikis of achone, how you are making something, tonanami ho ba'ade, so he said this, he added on this yedi, the bishar shnei shavua, that during the other years, not shviyis, eine osa mishehiz milon, elo mishum maisa bilbad. That means he's telling you that it's mutter to eat it in Shnas HaShviyis. It's also to eat it b'shar shonim. But why is it also to eat it b'shar shonim? Elo mishum maisa b'lvad. Aval hachone, but to say b'shar shonim, that there should be also an iser hachone, aval hachone iser. That means b'shar shonim, you can make a hachone even though it is also bachile, it's tevel. Why? She'im bo odom echot, l'mayin afkemine will be, she'im bo odom echot v'ovom v'tiknoi, someone will come in Shabbos, and be mafresh trumas ha'maisres, mesuken umuta lechel, so it's mesuken yelal tidek. Lo'im rinin lo'imahanye lei hazmone kozman shaloi niska. We will not say that Azmone does not help. Kozman shaloi niskan da muktzu machmas iser tevelu. Va'aschei midaite. That means it'd be as far to say that b'shar shonim, he says that he's going to eat it. He's going to mikan and the oichel mocha. That this Azmon is not called a true Azmon, because he's being mazmen something that's also to eat. So Memeles, I would think the Azmon doesn't help Bishar Shon. Kamash Malon, ki den dagbos trumis o meiser midiraisa Bishar Bishori. So the Mishnah is telling us, since one is permitted to be mafresh trumis o meiser minatere Bishabis, so what is being meineya the heter achile only an iser the rabbonon by magbin trumis ha'maisres is ein zem mukta machmas iser. So that meineya does not make it mukta machmas iser that has money doesn't help. For hochi shamin leimi mas nisin, and this we can learn from the Mishnah midiktonim. We learned in the Mishnah Oimed Odom ala Mukta Lachatchila Bishviyis. So it's coming to tell us that Lachatchila a person should do it Shnas HaShviyis. V'loi Motzi, it's a vice choice, but you shouldn't do it the other years. V'loi Motzi L'meidik M'nei Yisr B'Shar Shnei Shibuwe Elohochikon. the diuk that you should do it only in Shviyas Lachatchila, you should not do it. You should not do it any other year. So the diuk is as follows: Alohiko. Habishar shnei shavue lo yamoid v'yoyma kein. Shar shnei shavue, he should not say it. Why? Dekov alei medibulei, because by saying that he's going to eat it, so it was machshev achilosoi, umechayev b'maisel, yeomocholochelei betivlei. So the only diuk you can make from our Mishnah is, Oymid is a loshen lechatchila. Lechatchila, he should only say it shnas hashviyas. Lechatchila, he should not say it sharshonim, because he won't be able to eat it sharshonim. Because, by saying this, so he's being machshev dechila nekets, and that is an isel tevel. But the isvir leila tana disem buktsenami leipo kamine. But if Atana holds that there's an isem buktsa also, hochi have leila misne, so should have said as follows: ho oimid ala buktsa erev Shabbos b'shvius. A person who is standing by a buktsa erev Shabbos b'shvius, voime mikan ani oichal lemocho. That means if the Mishnah wants to tell us that it's only Muchan Shnas HaShviyas because there's no Issur Tevel, but Shar Shonim it's not Muchan, that means afilo a person will be Mafresh Trumas HaMaisres BeIssur, it will still be Yosef because it's not Muchan. So if the Mishnah wants to tell us that, so the Mishnah should have specified Shnas HaShviyas, it's Min HaMuchan, and you'll bring a Diyik. Shar shonim, it's not mina muchan, which means that a filo someone will be mafresh it, still be yosatit, because it wasn't mina muchan, betrilas knises hayoim, because there was an isser achilas tevel on it. And since the Tana was not madgish the mina muchan, the Tana only said one nekuda, you should do this erev Shabbos Shnas HaShviyas, you shouldn't do it other years, so that means other years you shouldn't do it, because you won't be able to eat it, because it'll be tevel. So the Tana is in this lashon is telling us that the only problem that could arise Shar Shonim is only an Isser of Tevel, and if that problem will somehow be solved by a person being mafresh be Isser Trumas HaMaisres, so there won't be an Isser Achonim. Rashi is saying the same thing, though, another oifen how the Tana could have said it. So that's one bob. And then he should say, Vahareze minamuchan, and another bob. And then it's minamuchan. Vedakini mino bishar shnei shvua einimuchan. But now that the Tana did not mention this Nekude, that in Shnas HaShviyas is Minamuchon, which would come to be made, the Gala, the Bishar Shonim, it's not Minamuchon. So now the Gemara shlugged up Marzutra's Dichli. Mazutra brought a raya from our Mishnah that what the halacha only is prevalent by Shnas HaShviyas. So it would seem that why didn't he dafke Shnas HaShviyas? Because the Shabbos is keveya. So the Gemara said, no, it's not raya. It could be that the Dibur is Kevei. Aye, so then it has nothing to do with Shabbos. But he's speaking about Shabbos to make a diuk that Bishar Yemais, Bishar Shonim, if it would be Shabbos, the only problem would be a Maisadike problem and not a Muktzadike problem. That's how the Gemara shlugged up the Raya of Mazut. Fragt die Gemara weiter. Baloi Moisroi Chöse. So the Gemara asks now a kashe, if you're telling me that Shabbos is not the Keveya, what is the Keveya? The Dibur is the Keveya. The Dibur, that's what he said, I'm going to eat it, that is Keveya, that it has a Nechila Cheshuva, it's considered a Nechila Cheshuva, and however he eats it, gets a din of a Achila Cheshuva, gets a din of a Kviyas, and he's not allowed to eat it. Frag the Gemara, V'aloi Moisroi Chayzer, that when the case is that one did a Pu'ula for an Achila Cheshuva, and he's able to return it, so halacha is that what he returns does not have a din of achila chshuve. We'll first see the case and then we'll try to explain what the dimya is to a chshibis of dibo. V'shamine lei l'Rabbi Lezer de oma kol heichel de moisrei chayzer loikova. The snan, we learned a mission as follows. Hanoitel zeisim min amato. Now, a person, a maton was a vat of a sort that they used to press, the zeisim used to be there together, used to gather a lot of zeisim, put it in this vat, and by remaining there, the zeisim got soft, and it was easier to derive oil from the zeisim. Anoitel zeisim min hamato. So, zeisim which are in amaton is as follows. This is zeisim which is leinigmaron melachton. We see it is oimed to be used for oil. It is in the processes of being able to be used for oil. So he's taking something before gmar melach. Toivel achas achas bamelach boichel. So he could take one at a time, dips it into salt, and he eats it. And this is considered an achilas arai, and it's potter min amaisa. So this is a davo shaloi nigmero melachtoi, and it's loi nigmero melachtoi, and this is latid it without a froshes mais. Vim toval v'nosan lefon of asore. But what if they brought into him a dish of 10 zeisim? He was tovel b'melach, and then lefon of asore. Chayiv. So then, is chayiv. So what is pshat in this? So that means that if a pu'ula was done, that these, they brought in a lot, it's not an achilas aloi, it was, you were making it for an achilas kva. So then, the halacha is that it's chayiv b'tevel. Perhaps we could be mamtik the svara of achilas kvar. We can say good to her. Gmar meloche in not gmar meloche is a relative statement. That means if a person wants to eat olives, he doesn't want to make oil. He wants to eat olives. So then that's the gmar meloche. So finish. So it's an olive now. You can eat it. So it's gmar meloche. If a person wants to make oil, so now I take an olive and eat it, so it's not pshat. It's not these olives are oimed to make oil out of them. I'm going, I chop an olive from the maton, so pshat is, I'm taking something which is oimed to be used for oil, and I'm eating now a little bit, so that's called, I'm taking something that's called, I'm taking something before gmar melach. So that's if you take one at a time. If you take 10 at a time, so pshat is, I'm taking 10. So these 10, what are you going to do with these 10? What are you going to do with these 10? I'm going to eat olives now. I'm eating olives. So l'chayre, these 10 are different than the others. That means these 10 you are saying with your actions, these 10 are not oimed to make oil out of them. I'm not going to make oil out of them. I'm going to eat them. I'm going to eat them for a suda. So, l'chayre, l'gabi, these 10, was nigma malachtan already. Fakat, if you took out 10 to eat, which is called an achilas kva, so you're showing these 10 is nigma malachtan. Sometimes they take one at a time, so it's like, listen, it's oimid. I'm just, the olives are oimid to make oil out of them. Sometimes they nibbling, I'm taking one. It's not called, so it's not called that these olives are different than the olives in the matan. They're aiming to make oil, and I'm nibbling olives. So mamela, so that's called an achilas aroi koidem gmar maloche. And it's muta. But if I go and make an achilas kva, so pshat is, so I'm saying these are aiming to be eaten. So etzli it's nigmar malachta. So mamela, so it's. So you have to be mafresh maisres. Yeah. So they hold. So this is anetile l'shem achilas kva makes a kvius already for maisa. So that's called the nigma malachton already, and then yichayv b'maisa. Abeleza oima. Abeleza says as follows. Sapsamod ne'aloch min hamaton toher chayv. If it's min hamaton toher. If the maton, the olives in the maton are toir, so then all these 10 are chayiv. So it's chayiv to be mafresh maisers for them. In a maton, tomei potter, mibnei shu marzer es hamoiso. But if the maton is tomei, so then is potter, mibnei shu marzer es hamoiso. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, "Varei mois vloi mois reichoise, hechi motzis lemeima de kviyuso mishum diburu." How could you say Rabbi Leza personally holds that there's a kviyus if a person was machshivit mitoich diburoi, so it gets already, it gets a din of it's nikvala meisa. Although afilu noit, Rabbi Leza holds, afilu noitel harbe minatevel b'choil. A person took a lot of zeisim, v'noisin lefono, v'merzi dekvielei b'achila merubit. So not he said he's going to eat it. Actions speak louder than words. He took a whole bunch of zeisim, and that's showing that he attends sida nechila skva. Im dov afalpike, im dovo horoi laharzer amoisa achachilosa, if it is possible to return after what he took, it's possible to return those he didn't eat, lamokim shenot lemisham, o shaminele la rabelezer to oma loikova benetila kamaisa. Rabelezer holds that it did not become nikva benetila kamaisa, that means the Gemara is saying as follows. If a person did a pa'ula, an action, that is showing that he intends to be kevei on this, by him it's gmar malochim. Not he said he's going to eat it. He did a pa'ula. He brought it to the table to eat. Afal pikein, Rabbi Lezer holds, if he did not eat it, and he returns it, so lemaisa, those that he returned, you can now eat an achilas arai. So we see the hagdore of achilas kva is not what he says he's going to be keveya. I feel like he did a pula to show he's going to be keveya. That doesn't become achilas kva. Achilas kva, if he made an achilas kva, it's called an achilas kva. He made an achilas arai, it's called an achilas arai. The achonis and asmonis that he had done to tell us what he intends to do, aloi malavoy meirat, asmon ala milse. We see he had taken the zeisim. He had taken the zeisim for an achilas kva, afal pikein, if he doesn't make an achilas kva from it, so memele, he can put it back and eat an achilas ari from it. So afilu apu'ule, letzairach achilas kva, does not kevei lemaise. It's a vadigivis adibu, letzairach achilas kva, it is machshevet for achilas kva, should not create any kvias if a poil he doesn't make an achilas kva.